There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den. I'm Joni Wolfswinkel and I'm here with Sean Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing great, thank you.
Awesome. So I hope you guys had a chance to listen to our series, our real estate series that we just finished. And if you haven't, please reference back to that. There's some good stuff in there. We got a lot of great feedback from that. So
I think people enjoyed it, and we kind of broke down each step along the way. And we're intermixing real estate with business, with personal and
mindset
today. And I hope we hopefully deliver today. So we will deliver today. I'm going to change my
Your mindset.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it was just trying to add value. And a lot of this, of where we get this from or where we come up with what we're going to talk about, is usually what we're going through, what we're living.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, absolutely.
So, you know, when we put together something, it's like, okay, this, you know, we just experienced this week. I think everybody would find it value of what we're struggling with or what we overcame or things we're learning.
Right.
And I think one of the best ways to, like, learn something yourself is to teach it. Mm-hmm. And so if we can, like, learn something and then teach it to you guys or share it, mainly just share it, I think it helps us as well in the learning process.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So today, episode 33, we are going to be talking about how much are you caring about other people's opinions and finding peace.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, and I think if you, obviously there's, the opposite is not caring about what other people's opinions are, is where you find peace.
But, right, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know about for you. Oh, I know there's times for you for sure. And I think
absolutely. Narrow down. Yeah. I mean, and a lot of this is going to be actually in my book. So in about 30 days, my book will be launched. The Choice Is Yours and Balancing Success as a Wife, Mom, and Entrepreneur. So, so a lot of this is in there. But yeah, I mean, for years I struggled with what other people, you know, other people's opinions. And, you know, I'm too young to be, you know, finish college and starting my career in real estate. I'm too young for that. And you know, when I wanted to go this career path and also be a mom, they're like, well, you can't do it all, you know. Yeah. Well, who says you can't, you know? Yeah. Until you really stop caring about what other people think, I mean, you're not going to find true happiness.
Correct. And yeah, your books, so around Christmas time 2020, it'll be launched, and so we're excited about
21.
That. No, it's Christmas 2020.
Oh, yeah,
20. Yeah. 2020. So it'll be, I think, yeah, and it's geared towards everybody, yes, but also helping women and overcoming some of those.
The challenges and struggles.
Yeah, of that. And along with what you're saying, as far as, you know, there's obviously as a woman, you get more criticized for different, you know, whether it's your looks, your, you know, being a mother and maybe having a working career work, or just maybe you're just a stay-at-home mom and you get, you're criticized because you don't just work.
I mean, there's so much negativity out there, you know, and imagine if you have all these people telling you these things, eventually you're going to believe it, you know, and then you start questioning, you know, am I being a good mother, or, you know, am I being a good spouse, or, you know, why can't I look like her, or why can't I, you know, have the career like her, or, you know, you just start questioning yourself, and then ultimately, like, you have to train your mindset. I mean, I know I did. I had to, you know, read a lot of books, podcasts, and really, like, focus on myself.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was, you know, for years growing up, I really struggled with what other people, and people that have told this on podcasts, I think before, but it's like, I was almost like trying to be invisible and like hiding under her. Cause I thought people cared so much about me. And to be honest, they never even knew I existed, I don't think. But, but to me, I was so insecure, and I valued other people's opinion. And so anything, and there's an extent, even my son, I see this in him at times, like, you know, it really affects him when somebody says like something so minor, mm-hmm. and I have to have compassion with him and understand where he's coming from, because that's one time that was me too. And I got to know that until I released that, until I was aware of it, and until I stopped, you know, putting so much emphasis on other people's opinions, mm-hmm. I wasn't freed. And
right.
And where I think a lot of this comes from is, and I think you'll agree with me on this, because I think this is where you've had struggles in life too, is you don't feel enough. Like you don't feel you're enough.
Yeah.
And so if you don't feel like you're enough, I think that's where you start putting, you start giving merit or value to other people's opinion, mm-hmm. right? Because you're seeking it to an extent. And if you're putting that much emphasis and merit and value,
seeking validation from others to improve an approval from, and for years I did
and
that.
It's a bad cycle.
Yeah. Because you're looking for validation from someone to give you the approval to do something in life. And, you know, if they don't agree with you, then you're like, man, like feel like a failure,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And you don't feel like you're enough,
yeah.
like, or you're inadequate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, if we can overcome that, and people are going to say, well, that's easy for you guys to say you overcome that, but I think you can overcome it. How would you say you in your life, can you give me a couple of examples? I get the books, the reading, changing your mind, right?
And that's where you absolutely. Change that. And even early at my young age, you know, when I was going through all these challenges with, broken home, and my father had his drug addiction and all that, you know, it's like, and I think a lot of people used to say, well, you know, you're probably going to follow that same path, or didn't have a lot of confidence in me. And I mean, I had family members tell me that, you know, mm-hmm. and so for me, that was really motivation to like, hey, I'm going to prove them wrong. Like, mm-hmm. you know, changing my mindset that no, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to be the victim. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to follow those same footsteps, and I'm going to prove everybody wrong. Mm-hmm. But again, it was me changing my mindset to know and tell myself that yes, I can do that, and I can be successful despite the challenges.
Correct. And it's I think the premise, so a lot of what we're talking about too, I want to give credit to where I think a lot of what we're talking about, you know, there's a he's called the Mind Architect, Peter Crone. So mm-hmm. if you're not following him, I think he's a great person to follow on Instagram. But yeah, that we're so I think what you just said, it's a lot of it's dictated upon your past, mm-hmm. correct? But then you can't change your past.
No.
But you can change the narrative in your mind that dictates that past. Like, so in other words, like, yes, you can't change what happened in the past, but you can change in your mind how you respond or how you react to certain things. And that's where you started.
Absolutely.
With books, reading, affirmations, and then action. And that caused you to, you know, think differently, act differently, which caused, you know, different results,
right.
which changed your past, mm-hmm. again, because once you've gone through that, you realize, okay, well, hey, I am adequate. I can sell. I can raise money. I can remodel a house, mm-hmm. you know, and all of a sudden I can write a book, you know, and things that, you know, and so that you were told you couldn't do,
right.
you changed that narrative,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Changed and improved it, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden dictated. And so like a lot of what we're talking about today and overcoming is living in the present moment, and not we have no control over other people. We have no control over the future. We have no control over what the coronavirus is going to do or what the next president's going to do.
Yeah.
We can only control what we can do today.
Right.
Each one of us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And how we think.
You can only control your own thoughts, your own emotions. You can only control yourself. You can't control everything else.
And for me, it was like I had to really start studying that. And trust me, it's a daily practice. It's not like something like, hey, I figured it out and I'm done. Like, there's still times like, man, I'm massively insecure and I'm like nervous about what people think. And then I'm like, Who cares?
Who are you trying to please?
Yeah. And number one, again, I go back to like, they don't even know you're even in the room. So why do you care what they think?
And that's what I've gone to. I mean, I don't care. I mean, you know, your business. I mean, whatever your neighbor does, that's their business. Like, stay out of their business. You know, whatever your business is, you stay in your business. And care about what you're doing. Don't worry about what everybody else is thinking, because chances are they're not even thinking that.
Correct. And then, and you have no control over what they think. And that's what I constantly have to tell myself. It's like, you know what? I can't control what they're thinking, whether it's justified or wrong or correct, whatever, like, who cares? I can't control it. So why worry about it? Why? I'm going to just be concerned with what I can do today, what I can control in my sphere or what I can do. Otherwise, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not naive to it all, but I'm not going to worry about it you know, change my thoughts or have negativity or be depressed or be stressed out about it. I'm just going to worry about what I can do today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and this goes back to something as I get, I'm not even that old, but as I get older and wiser and trust me, I'm not that wise, but I got a long way to go. But as I continue,
hey, it's a mindset. Remember, if you say you're not wise,
as I continue to, you know, just mature with age and study more and more people. I was going to say successful people, and this is not. I almost don't like the word successful because I think it gets thrown around so much. And I think that you can have success in every area.
Yeah, you can have
success. This doesn't talk about money or business.
And what it comes down to is, you know, discipline, commitment, you know. So you can be successful in action. You can be successful in anything.
But what I was getting at with the point was the action part. Mm-hmm. I think that as I've really started to study people that have had success in whatever area of life, it's that despite what other people's opinions are, despite even sometimes what their past or their past narrative and story that they tell themselves sometimes, they take massive action and they act today in the present moment that changes their future. That because they take action now. They're not worried about they're calculated maybe, but to an extent they're not. Their concern about the future is not going to slow them down from taking action today,
right?
Which changes their past, which changes any past history. So this, you know, this goes back to, you know, where people are born and raised in certain demographics or certain areas, you know, and you see these people that come out of that succeed is because they've taken massive action. They maybe had a bad childhood, even for yourself, your own past story, and you took action, you changed that narrative, and you dramatically.
Right.
Affect, you know, your past doesn't dictate you anymore. Mm-hmm. It doesn't control you or handcuff you anymore. And so I just think that be concerned about today and what you can do today and take action in today.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, that might be hard. I mean, we were just talking about this a little bit ago with, you know, what's going on with, you know, the pandemic, and people are just stressed out, you know, and so concerned about who our president's going to be, what the future is going to hold, you know, and it's causing all this anger, anxiety, stress, you know, and it's like, it doesn't matter. Just focus on what's going
what
on
you can
today.
Control.
What you can control today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be the future. There's a good Bible verse for this, but you can't control the tomorrow and you can only, you know, control today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow, whatever happens. And so, like, what can you do today? How can you make an impact today? How can you show love today? How can you help somebody today? I think that's where we should be focused on, especially right now with everything so uncertain. But just what can you do today to benefit somebody, to help somebody out, to make an impact in this world? Maybe it's a business. You know, your business can make an impact. It's a holiday season. What impact can you make?
And that just brings me back to, you know, knowing your values. Like, just like you might have core values for, you know, your business, you want to have core values for your personal life as well, you know, like, showing kindness, being authentic, showing compassion, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and compassion even.
Compassion to yourself, yeah. like cutting yourself some slack.
Yeah,
You're not perfect. You're not going to be perfect. So just
accept yourself exactly. for who you are.
Yeah.
Accept yourself. Like I feel overweight right now still. Maybe it's the holiday, but I'm trying to lose weight. But I got to learn to just love me, love my fluffy self. Just the way I am right now. But I mean, that's, you got to, I think that's where you find peace.
Yeah, and happiness.
Yeah, and happiness. Yeah. It's just, is accepting it and, mm-hmm. and loving you for who you are. Mm-hmm. And then, perseverance is another one, one of your personal core values. But, some of this gave me some thoughts. I had put some notes down that I thought were as I was going back to, successful people or different industries in different ways. And if they would have listened to the naysayers, or they would have put a lot of value on other people's opinion, we wouldn't have great movies that we have today. Because everybody would be scared to make a movie with that because they're going to get criticized. Uh-huh. Music. The music that's produced, new businesses. If people put so much value on what other people thought and didn't just truly live in the moment, create something special today out of love, I don't think we would have some of the great, industries and music and movies and things that bring a
lot
of joy.
Totally agree with that.
And something I was thinking about, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and Matthew McConaughey was talking about his movies, and he doesn't care at all what people think about his movies and what they, and when he's filming, he is so present. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's why he comes across on his movie is he can play those characters.
Yeah.
Play those characters and some wild characters at time. And I think it's just because he's so in that moment in the present
and he doesn't care who he's going to offend. I mean, comes out. It is what it is.
Authentic.
Yeah, it's authentic. Yeah.
And something else that came up to mind was just to give you a total random off the subject, had nothing to do with business or anything. So I have a friend, Joni and I both do, that we graduated from high school with and we went to high school with. And why it came up is because this week she just became a professional bodybuilder, woman professional bodybuilder. And I have to imagine she's taking criticism and because of her size, her muscles and it's a lot of people say it's not womanly or that's not. And if she listened to she wouldn't accomplish the goals and success that she had as a female pro bodybuilder.
Right.
And I think that's I know it's random, but that's just showing you overcoming. And
I mean, I know her personally. I just know, she's also one that, if you tell her you can't do something, I'm going to go do it just so I can prove you wrong.
Yeah. And there's a good, we need that. And that's what drove, I think, us for years was overcoming and proving people. And so there's a drive in there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely that's needed. As I'm getting maturing, I'm finding too, though, that there's a time and a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and a place or a season. I think one areas we said there was a season for us to have that drive to succeed. But then I think to have peace or to so you don't kill your nerves in your body.
Yeah.
You got to also, there's time for rest and peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so there's a time and a place to have that chip on your shoulder. And then there's a time and a place that it's okay.
Yeah.
You're perfect the way you are.
Right.
That you, in every sense. I don't know if that makes
sense. Yeah, it makes sense. But I think you have to have that drive to get you over that hump to know that you can, accomplish
that's
something.
What I'm saying. There's a peace.
And then, when you get there, then that's when the peace comes.
And when you let it, I went through a season where I was really scared to let down that chip on my shoulder, that drive, because I felt like I was going to lose everything, or I was going to lose my drive.
Yeah.
I was gonna and so you got to, there's that side too. And I think as succeeders or people that are overachievers, I think that's a fear. And it can drive a lot of marriage. It can mm-hmm. you can crash your marriage that way. You can, bad health,
mm-hmm.
Poor relationships with your kids or just poor relationship with whoever. But I think there's a time and a place. And I think sometimes you need to let that, not be scared to let that chip go, mm-hmm. and just, again, go back to serving out of love, right. and just accepting and loving yourself. And yeah. You still will maintain.
Right.
And I've had to find that out. Yeah. You'll still, and actually when you don't have that chip, I probably still, my business grew still. And I was probably happier, mm-hmm. you know, than that period that,
yeah.
that I drove with that chip. But there's a time and a place for it. So, you know, with the piece, I'm going to close it with, this is something that a quote from Peter Cronin, I thought it was just brilliant. I wanted to repeat it with you, but peace is accepting reality for what it is, you know, accepting who you are, the circumstances you're in, whatever they may be. The only way you're going to change or achieve peace, and the most successful people are the people that are most at peace. But, you know, accepting all the realities, all mm-hmm. the circumstances, and just accepting it for what it is. It is what it is. It's mm-hmm. where you are right now. Accept it. And then, and the alternative, is not to be subjective about the way I would like to be. Because I think that's when you're unrest or not peace, not at peace, is when you're telling yourself the narrative of the way things should be.
Right.
And you're trying to, you're unhappy with the way things mm-hmm. in your mind should be. And in retrospect, you should be saying, you know what? I just accept the way it is today.
Right.
So anyways, I hope you guys got a lot out of that. We might've just been rambling off for the last 30 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it's been. But it was on our hearts and it was something that we're passionate about. So,
So thanks everyone for joining us today. And leave us a review if you can. Visit us insidethewolfsden.com.
Please follow us on Instagram, Sean the Wolf
and Joni M. Wolf on Instagram.
We'd love to, hear from you guys and, love to see your stories and hear from you and share with you. So until next week, we'll see you later.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.